mentioned, if we did not have that constitutional amendment, it obviously wouldn't be a problem.
Thank you.
Let me just suggest, if you think of anything other than what you've already said, I'd sure appreciate it if you can pass that on when this is in its next committee, the Judiciary Committee, mm-hmm. and anything to help improve its chances, both of getting a gubernatorial approval mm-hmm. or passage in the courts. We'd appreciate your good faith effort to provide that to us.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chairman, I move that we report Senate Bill 105 from the House Committee with individual recommendations.
Object.
Okay. Madam Chairman, I'd like to speak to my objection. Is that allowable?
Sure.
Thank you. I would like to say that I think this is poor legislation that shouldn't go any further. Number one, because it's probably unconstitutional, and number two, because I think it does endanger pregnant teenagers in this state. And number three, I guess, is I just don't think we can legislate good parent-child relationships. I wish we could, but I don't think we can by this bill or any other. I want to convey to you a conversation that I had with my daughter, who's a young adult, and who also works with teenagers on a daily basis. And I said, you know, I'm just worried that we're going to endanger those children who don't have a good means of communication with their parents, whose parents might choose a course for them or force them into a situation somehow that creates greater peril for them and for an unborn child. But I do think that it's good, you know, that it works well for the Donna Reed kind of family where everything was hunky-dory. And my daughter's comment was interesting. She said, so in those families, there's already parental involvement and consent and discussion. Those apparently are the 65% of children who are involving their parents in the decision. I think this is poor legislation, and it shouldn't leave this committee. And so I not only object, but I strongly object.
Thank you. Just real quickly, Madam Chair, I agree with Senator Salo. And I guess there were a number of years ago I might have been torn about this issue, and I actually saw a documentary on this subject about a family that had helped pass a parental consent or notification, I can't remember exactly which, in some other state. They were actually what you might characterize as a Donna Reed kind of family or a Leave It to Beaver kind of family, where everybody thought everything was just fine. And it was what, you know, you would think of as the perfect family. And that was a family in which the young woman didn't want it to be less than a perfect family and kept a secret and went on to get an illegal abortion from an unlicensed person and died as a result. And those parents took their crusade all over the country into the media, saying that they had a complete about-face on the issue of parental consent and notification. And I just found that the arguments that they made very compelling. And that's colored my whole opinion on this subject. Because at first blush, parental consent or parental notification sound terrific. But once you get into the details, I'm convinced that it's ill-advised.
Madam Chairman, I guess it, just in response to the last two comments, I suggest that the members look at the packets and some of the other stories of where abortions were performed on minors whose parents did not know about it, and in some cases they died, and in many other cases they were incapacitated. Some tragic stories, and the story that Senator Ellis talked about is indeed a tragic one also, but it fits the other way. And in response to Senator Salo's suggestion this is a poor bill, I believe that it is crafted about as well as we can craft it. It has withstood scrutiny of a Supreme Court that I would argue is certainly not a conservative court, and and it has withstood that. I disagree with the conclusions of the two women attorneys who were before us today, but you know that's my opinion is just as probably as good as their opinion, and it's an opinion. And so, Madam Chairman, I believe this is good legislation. It's supported by a strong cross-section of mainstream Alaskans. You know, maybe upwards of 80% of Alaskans support getting parents involved, more involved in their children's decision and restoring a parental right. And so I support its passage and urge members to vote to discharge.
Thank you. Would you call the roll, please?
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Senator Sala?
No.
Senator Green?
Yes.
Three
yeas and two nays. Passes. This will go on to judiciary, and with that, we're adjourned until Friday. And Senate Bill 98 will be the main item of agenda on Friday.
Things that need to go in there.
And, oh, thank you. And